Welcome back, guys. DGS. Frank Cusimano joins us from News Channel 5. Hey, Frank.
Hey, great to be with you. Hope you're well.
I was telling the story earlier about me finally losing my temper with the kids and kind of putting my foot down. And later that night, this would have been Saturday night, Nick was on a limo bus ride with his Mizzou friend, so he was drinking. And so about 11 p.m., I started getting, like, sweet, you're the greatest dad in the world texts. And, like, the phone would go off, and I'd look, make sure he was alive. Oh, it's another one of those. It's really sweet. And then about 11:30, he texts and says, Matheny just got fired. I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, okay. So I saw you, I guess, last night, talking about real mixed emotions. Either people are over the moon or they're pissed.
Yeah. You know, for being a really gentle, nice man, he has been a lightning rod of controversy. It's either you want him gone or you desperately want him to stay. And, usually controversial characters are kind of jerks. Mm-hmm. This is like a really good guy who people sometimes, or at least towards the end, just didn't believe in some of his baseball acumen.
And he was, Frank, you're talking about being a class guy. He was very complimentary, the Cardinals from the very top all the way down to the bottom. I mean, it didn't seem like he had a harsh word for anybody.
Yeah, imagine that. You've just been fired from your dream job in your adopted hometown where you basically have five kids here, and this is all you've wanted to do is to be the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, and you were let go after not having a losing season. Hmm. And oh, by the way, the eighth best winning percentage since 1950 among qualified managers, and you're let go, and then all you can say is I have nothing but gratitude for Bill DeWitt and John Mozeliak.
So what is the argument in defense of people who say he got a raw deal?
Wait a minute. Are you asking me to defend Matheny?
I'm just wondering, I guess you just made it. Like, yeah. What would be the argument in his defense that he shouldn't have been fired?
Well, that, you know, you fired managers mid-season when they're, you know, 39 games below 500 or 30 games out of first place. He's four games out of a wild card. And one of the biggest items of defense with him is he's got a really mediocre roster. He's got a left fielder who's batting cleanup who just hit singles. He's got a center fielder who's playing at a fraction of what he did last year. He's got a right fielder hitting 170, a second baseman hitting 220. In terms of injuries, he's lost his all-star catcher, his all-star pitchers, Waka and Martinez. He's had some devastating injuries. Now, look, I'm not saying he's Whitey in his prime, but you talk about a guy who's had everything working against him. He certainly has this first half.
So what do the Cardinals see in it being this being the right move? I mean, it's not like the Cardinals to fire manager at all. It's been years since that's happened. Of course, in the middle of the season, that's wrong too. I do know this. I was on our 20th. This was our 20th anniversary of our annual boys' lake trip, and I was at the lake this weekend, and I was with two of the guys who are local high school baseball coaches, and so these guys, you know, they live baseball, they love baseball, they watch the Cardinals religiously, and both of them were like, this is long overdue. He needed to go. So all those numbers make it him sound like he's had this great managerial career, which I, you know, on paper he has. But what do the Cardinals see, and what do these baseball people see that they know that he has sort of lost the team or whatever?
Well, the reason that Bill DeWitt and John Mozeliak made this move is they actually believe in the roster. And they think that if you hit the restart button and bring in some new energy in Mike Stilt and just change things, that it's all of a sudden going to get better. I'm under the impression it's not. Now, I may be wrong about this, and they may go on this incredible run, but I look at this roster, and I look at the roster of the Brewers and the Cubs, and then even the second wild card teams they're competing against, like the Braves and the Diamondbacks, and I think they're better than this team. But, you know, a lot of times it just works out. You make a change, and all of a sudden it just brings energy and life, and things work out. It's not a terrible team. It's just they played really average, and so many guys have been below expectations the first half. I mean, if you think that they signed Marcell Ozuna, well, you would have thought you're going to get 125 RBIs and 30 home runs. You're not going to get that. You thought this Dexter Fowler is the guy who played in an All-Star game and helped lead the Cubs to the World Championship. You haven't gotten that. You expected Tommy Pham to repeat his great year. So it wouldn't surprise me. Second half of the season, new manager, maybe it works out.
Hey, Frank, you're down there. Did he lose the clubhouse? Everybody keeps talking about he doesn't have the respect he needs from his players. You're there. You see these guys interact with one another. Do you think that's true?
I think there's been a little bit of noise lately, you know, with the Fowler situation. But that was caused by John Mozeliak. And then this little feud with Hicks and Bud Norris. But Mike Matheny really had very little to do with that. I do think there's some people that are unhappy. But I got to tell you something. I was in that La Russa locker room for 16 years, and there were times where, you know, Ozzie Smith, Jeff Brantley, Ron Gant, Scott Rowland, you name it, star after star. I mean, you're talking about some high-priced, testosterone-driven 25 to 30-year-olds. Yeah, they're going to have a problem with the manager from time to time. So, but I don't think there was a mutiny or anything like that. And I think, gosh, the reason that Mike at times was so dull was because he never wanted to reveal weaknesses or speak his real feelings about why a player sucked.
Frank, you made a point about Mozeliak. You know, he's the one who built this roster and how Whitey always had his hands in, you know, the players on the team. Is there a chance that there's any other moves being made? I mean, could John Mabry have had that big of an effect? I mean, you see the manager go. Is there any chance of any other moves being made? Management-wise, office-wise, the Cardinals, or is this going to be it?
Well, they brought in, you know, two new hitting coaches from AAA who really have a great rapport, especially with the young players and their high-energy guys. John Mabry and Bill Miller, two guys that have done a lot of nice things in baseball. They're hitting coaches. They've been let go. So maybe that's a little bit of energy. Now, I think what they're going to do is, because they think this roster is okay, just see what they're like, because they're going to play the Cubs, I guess, 9 times the next 2 weeks. And you know, if you get a little closer, maybe when we get to the trade deadline, you are adding and you're going to take a shot at it. But maybe if you fall on your face against the Cubs, you think there's no chance. Let's maybe trade a couple of veterans and build for the future. So I think these next couple of weeks, right before the deadline, are going to be very instrumental to see what the Cardinals do.
Thank you, Frank.